4 million women in this state woke up with fewer reproductive freedoms than they had last night.
Vice President Kamala Harris spoke out against Florida's new abortion ban in Jacksonville. It bars the procedure at 6 weeks before many women even know they're pregnant.
Which, by the way, tells us the extremists who wrote this ban either don't know how a woman's body works, or they simply don't care.
Harris's criticism echoes the concerns some doctors in Florida have about the new abortion ban, like Leah Roberts, a reproductive endocrinologist and fertility specialist with Boca Fertility in Boca Raton.
Unfortunately, these laws are being written by people who don't really understand medical care. So we're seeing patients who have highly desired pregnancies that are incompatible with life, that are unable to access the care they need.
While the new ban has an exception for saving a woman's life, Robert says healthcare workers are still prevented from performing an abortion in cases when a wanted pregnancy becomes life-threatening, like when a fetus is missing organs, until it's actually deadly.
We're being told that we have to wait until the mother is septic to be able to intervene. And if a woman gets septic from an incomplete abortion, it can affect their ability to have children in the future. So it can make them completely infertile. It can make them need a hysterectomy.
Abortion providers and anyone who helps someone get an abortion face up to 5 years in prison for violating the state's strict 6-week abortion ban. It does have exceptions for rape and incest. Florida is one of 20 states with some form of abortion ban across the U.S. Alexandra Mondato, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood South, East, and North Florida, blasted the latest ban.
There aren't enough states left with abortion access to absorb tens of thousands of patients. With this 6-week ban, there will be an abortion desert in the south of our country, further worsening the national public health crisis created by the fall of Roe. Patients are now forced to travel thousands of miles away from their support systems, their own providers that they trust, just because Florida's government doesn't trust them to make decisions with their families and their providers.
That's why Vice President Kamala Harris, campaigning on the issue in the state, put the blame squarely on Donald Trump. He appointed 3 of the Supreme Court's conservative justices who voted to end abortion protections in what's known as the Dobbs decision in 2022. It overturned nearly 50 years of abortion rights in the U.S.
Trump says he wants to leave abortion up to the states, he says, up to the states. All right. So here's how that works out. Today, 1 in 3 women of reproductive age live in a state with a Trump abortion ban, many with no exception for rape or incest. So here's what a second Trump term looks like. More bans, more suffering, less freedom.
Abortion rights advocates have successfully placed a ballot measure before voters to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution this November. Harris says that's why it's important people show up to the polls to vote in November's presidential election.
We trust women to know what is in their own best interest. And women trust all of us to fight to protect their most fundamental freedoms. And this November, up and down the ballot, reproductive freedom is on the ballot. And you, it is your power that will send Joe Biden and me back to the White House.
I'm Christina Onnestad.